Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show is brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. All right, stock up for the weekend right now, including the Daytona 500, wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Best selection of beer anywhere, whether it's imports, domestics, or microbrews. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Of course, the pickle bar is indeed second to none, led by the barrels and the dills. We're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Before we get to the great Dick Weiss and talk with Hoops, our play-by-play call of the day.
Long pass down the floor to Carr, makes the catch underneath, lays it up, and in the basket pounce with 1.6 seconds to go. A spectacular pass by Josh Reeves, an even better finish by Tony Carr, and the Jordan Center goes wild.
Last night's game, final play of the first half for Penn State. Dick Weiss was on hand. It was really great to walk into the booth last night, and the first two people I see are Dick Girardi and Hoops Weiss. I mean, my life's pretty good when that happens. Hoops, great to see you again, my friend.
Hey, Steve, it's good to talk to you. Hey, 45-21, that says it all. I mean, that was
it does
a
say
spectacular
it all.
First half at both ends.
I want to ask you about it, because you know how difficult this job is. If anybody knows it, it's you. And you also know how important it is to get into the Philadelphia area for any program. Does it really take the patience that you've seen here at Penn State to actually make something like that happen?
Well, I really think that Pat was a good choice in that respect, Steve, because he understands the Philadelphia market. He's recruited there before. He went to school in the Interactive, played for Herb at Textile, but he understands the Catholic League and he understands the city schools. I mean, he's been able to draw four starters out of the Philadelphia area who have all made contributions to the growing success of this program. And he has potential stars in three sophomores. I mean, Tony Carr and Lamar Stevens, Mike Watkins, all have a chance to be extremely good. They're all averaging double figures right now. And they all are playing at a fairly high level. I mean, particularly Carr. I mean, that's the fourth time this season he's had over 30. And it was his most efficient game of the year, I thought, Steve, because he got 30 on 15 shots.
Yeah, you know that Dick Girardi and I talk about efficiency all the time and how important it is. And you're right; he had, you know, he averaged 2 points a shot last night. When confidence and talent meet together, how good can any team be?
This team was pretty good last night. I mean, Ohio State came into the building the number one team in the league, and frankly, they were generally regarded as the most physical team in the league, and they didn't want any parts of Penn State's physicality last night. I think Penn State was active. This may be the most athletic team, certainly that Pat has ever had, maybe ever, at State College. When you take a look at the personnel at specific positions, I mean, they're a hard guard for a team like Ohio State. Ohio State tried four different players on Carr with no success, including Diop.
Yeah, including Diop. Yeah, Cade Bates-Diop did play him last night. And Carr's ended up now with 58 points in two games against him.
Yeah,
he's just been hard for
amazing.
Them. Yeah, I mean, he's
tormented him. And I caught up to Chris Holtman in the hallway after his interview because we've known each other for a while, and he said he's just a hard guard for us. I said, we've run the gamut of people that we can use on them. We just couldn't stop them.
And now, when you look at the starters, now Penn State's bench, I think most benches are not really awesome and incredible in college basketball, just in my opinion. You may have a different opinion. But when you look at the cohesion of the starting lineup and how they fit together, what do you think of Penn State's starting lineup?
I think that they are a team that is growing together and finally has figured out how to win. I like the fact that they know how to play fast, and they seem, now that Reeves is back, they seem to be able to deliver the ball to the right person most times in their offensive sets. They certainly played as efficient as possible in that first half. The thing that amazes me about Penn State is the fact that they're getting it finally on defense. Second half of the Illinois game, 16 points. First half of the Ohio State game, 21 points. I mean, these are two Big Ten teams. I don't care where you rank them or how you rank them. It's still pretty impressive when you can clamp down on teams like that that way in order to take over a game.
There are a lot of places that you can go. You can go anywhere you want. What compelled you to pick last night's game to go to?
I thought Pat was starting to get it together. We've known each other for a while. I wanted to see him. I wanted to see his team play because I thought that he'd won 18 games, he had a chance to get to 9 league wins, which would be his best ever at this stage of the season. And I just felt that they had a chance last night, given the way they played. I knew they were going to have to play it well. Look, they shot 11 for 14 in Columbus from the three. I knew they were going to have to play fairly well against Ohio State to win the game. And I, frankly, expected a much more competitive game. They ended up with 9 threes as it was, but they held Ohio State to 38% defensively. And, frankly, they made Ohio State look tired defensively because they got pretty much any shot that they wanted for an extended period of time.
What's your opinion on the state of the Big Ten? Because each season brings with it
a great year for the Big Ten, but it's a good year.
Yeah.
But it's a good year for Penn State to improve its position. I mean, you got three teams. I don't know where Purdue stands after a third straight loss, but going into last weekend, most mock bracketologists had them won. I mean, you have three Big Ten teams, Michigan State, Ohio State, and Purdue, that should be ranked in the top four. So the teams at the top are pretty good. I'm not sure if you have more than four teams from the league that can get into the NCAA tournament. I'm a little concerned. I think that Penn State and Nebraska are both improved markedly from last year. I'm a little concerned about Penn State's strength of schedule in the non-league. Wasn't good. I think, you know, some people had it in the 200s. But, you know, I wish there were times when a selection committee would actually use the eye test as opposed to just use numbers to kind of justify what they do. Because last night, Penn State looked like they could play with an awful lot of teams.
Nationally, when you look at it right now, of course, they put out the four in each region, at least what the initial one happens to be.
I don't know that there is a great team in the country this year. I think it's going to be more wide open than people think. You know, you look at Virginia, but you worry about their ability to score. Just remember last year in the NCAA tournament, in their loss to Florida, they scored 39.
Right.
Villanova shooting threes, they can play with anybody. Their two recent losses, they shoot 2 for 18 against St. John's and 3 for 20 for the game against Providence. Purdue, they dropped 3 straight. Xavier's playing fairly well right now. They have Villanova on Saturday. We'll know a lot more after that game, but it's one year where a lot of the titans of the game, teams that have been traditionally good for a long time, are finding out that they can lose too. I mean, I know it's rare, but Duke had a two-game losing streak and lost three out of four. Carolina lost three straight in the middle of January. Kentucky is struggling to get over 500 in the SEC. Kansas has lost three times in Allen. I mean, so anything can happen in this tournament. I'm sure the hot team will win. Michigan State looks like they're ready to make a run if Tom decides he wants to play Jaren Jackson more than 12 minutes. I mean, he played him extensively at Minnesota the other night, and the kid at 26. I think, I don't know what he's saving him for. The kid's going to be a lottery pick whether he plays him or not. And I think he could really help them be pretty good by the end of the year. It'd be nice for the Big Ten to win championship, especially in a year where most people think that they are going through a down cycle.
Pete Rozelle for years talked about parity in the NFL. They've got some parity now outside of maybe the Patriots. Is parity, in your opinion, in college basketball a good thing, or is it something that bears watching?
Well, that's a really good question. I think when you rely too much on one and done, you can get caught in a season that the players are not true lottery picks. I think Kentucky is finding out that's the case this year. I think it's great for the teams in the middle because they all think that they have a chance. I'm not sure if it's going to increase the numbers in television if you don't have that one great team that people want to see. And I don't know that there is that one great team out there last week. I mean, look, if you think, you know, most writers think Michigan State is the second best team in the country, but the selection committee that released the midseason mock bracks had them as a three seed. So everybody's got a different opinion about teams this time of year, Steve.
Oops, it was just great to have you on. Great to see you last night. Great to talk to you today. What a pleasure.
And I was so happy for your fan base. I mean, weeknight, 10-9, they were loud. They were excited. They get my permission to storm the court afterwards. It was good to see the football coach there supporting the team. Pat had a nice smile on his face afterwards. I got to talk to he and his SID, Rose Carter, who's another good friend of mine, afterwards on the way to the press conference. And they were legitimately happy for the progress of this team. And Pat's excited because he knows it's only going to get better. I mean, now look, it's not going to be easy down the stretch. You know as well as I do, you're at Purdue. I mean, and you have Michigan, and your last game is Indiana?
At Nebraska.
Our last game is at Nebraska, a team that's trying to build a resume. But, you know, at least it's fun to watch your team play right now. And when they play well, it can be really fun.
No question. Hoops, thanks so much. Appreciate the time. Very much. Enjoyed the talk,
Steve.
My friend.
Okay, pal. Listen, have a safe trip out to West Lafayette.
Appreciate it. The great one himself, and he is great. From BlueStarMedia.org, Dick Weiss. Hoops Weiss, one of the all... I mean, when you want to talk about guys that, you know... you want to talk about guys with chops, Dick Weiss has chops. In an era where there are fewer and fewer people like that, he's got chops. When he says it, there's a lot behind it. We'll come back with more in a moment, brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The competition is on! And this month, Sunbury Motors is going for the gold! February is the month to get Olympic-sized savings at SMC. Sunbury Motors Ford is having their annual President's Day sales event. Plus, it's Truck Month. SMC is where you want to be to choose from four city blocks of new Fords. SMC has discounts up to 16 grand.
And some vehicles are at half price.
SMC is where you want to be to save up to $16,000 on new Ford trucks. And they start as low as $25,919. Choose from over 50 of the top-selling Ford Escape, and they're slashed to $19,980. SMC has the best hidden secret in the car business. Take over $15,000 off a C-Max Energy.
That's more than half off.
Lease it for only $179 a month for 36 months with zero down. That's right, nothing down. And it includes tax tags, plus the first payment is taken care of.
Hurry, there's only eight left.
SMC is where you want to be for Olympic-sized savings during Truck Month and the President's Day sales event. Sunbury Motors Ford in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
From Learfield, Upset Alert, Penn State, Ohio State.
And it goes to Watkins under the deflection. That's straight on three, Garner gone. Long pass down the floor to Carr. Makes the catch underneath, lays it up, and in the basket counts. With 1.6 seconds to go, a spectacular pass by Josh Reeves. An even better finish by Tony Carr. And the Jordan Center goes wild. Watkins far corner, hands it to Carr. Three in the corner, gone. Carr waits. Carr fades away. He's got it. Basket counts on a foul and a 30-point night for Tony Carr. Rebound Potter for Ohio State. He backs in. He wheels. He leans in. It's blocked from behind by Grant Hazel. Picked up by Bostic. And the Nittany Lion basketball team takes care of business tonight. Penn State sweeps Ohio State. 79-56 the final. And they fly out of the stands onto the court to greet their hero.
The Penn State Nittany Lions play here. When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
Great to have you with us on the show today. Picks in the final half hour. Nittany Lions won last night with relative ease over Ohio State, 79-56. So now Penn State's 19-9 overall. They're 9-6 in the Big Ten. And as Hoops Weiss pointed out, I mean, Dick's right. Off to Purdue next. Then you got Michigan here in the Jordan Center. Then you got, at Nebraska. Now, he mentioned he thinks four Big Ten teams are locks to get to the tournament. That would be Ohio State, Purdue, and Michigan State. The fourth one, which he didn't mention, is Michigan. And they're here on Wednesday night. Play a little different style. Michigan's a very tough out in postseason play. In the regular season, you can get them, especially in the conference. Why? Because you see that style. They play a different style than everybody else does offensively. So they are very difficult to scout and then get a handle on. And that makes them a tough out in the tournament. That's why I usually feel pretty good about picking Michigan to get into the second weekend. Because of the style they play, and they've played very well this year. Xavier Simpson's played very well, but his Achilles heel is he's not a great free throw shooter. There are times where John Beilein's had to take him out of games in the last 3 minutes, despite the fact he's a great ball handler, because they can't afford to have him fouled.
Sunday afternoon at 1, nationwide TV, it's Ohio State and Michigan.
That's the Sunday game on CBS. And this goes back to the question that was asked on the show earlier in the week. Why was Penn State, Ohio State on BTN? All this stuff is determined in August when it comes to basketball. So that's why. And that's why you've got Ohio State, Michigan. Just, CBS picked that game to be on back in August. It should be a good game, too. That should be a very good game. I know I'm going to watch that with a lot of interest in West Lafayette. Before we go over to Scotty's, obviously, get a bite to eat. Oh, that's right. We can't go to Scotty's. Scotty, we changed hotels. I forgot. We can't go to Scotty's. Oh, the trip is ruined. All right.
So the new hotel is how far away from Scotty's?
No, it's way out. Ah. I'm mad now. I might as well just win the game. I'm ticked off. I forgot. We changed hotels. So... Because the hotel we were in that was next to Scotty's was undergoing renovation. Well, it turned out we changed hotels, and we liked the guys liked the new hotel better. I'm like, okay, great. I don't care where we stay. I could care less. Now, I do like the Marriott points. Staying at the JW Marriott in New York. Okay, we're talking points. We've had several requests here on the play-by-play call today that they wanted a Shikellamy call.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Who is this K. Her?
Karen Her?
It just
Kurt
it's,
Her?
It's K. Her. I don't know who that is.
Kyle Her?
They wanted a Shikellamy call for the play-by-play call today.
Mm.
Like, okay, that's fine. Oh. Last time we did that, we found flaws.
Yeah. Care to break that down again? No, we don't have to.
No, we don't have to break that down again. Yeah. No, we don't.
Yeah.
Well, remember, he specifically told us we had to play that one and not the other one.
Yeah.
So we play it, and we find out that he gave up on his team.
Well, the funny part when he said, no time left, but wait, I didn't hear the horn. But it didn't dawn on me until you had brought it up. It's that's right. We didn't hear the horn. How could there be no time left and didn't hear the horn?
I admit I was confused at first.
He projected the future.
I could just see the look at his face when I said it. Because I don't even think he knew he said it. Well, he does a great job. Those are really good broadcasts. So, he and the Chief, really, really good.
He'll be in the Shikellamy Fieldhouse tonight for Heartland Conference championship games.
He and Matt Cotrillo.
Yep, on SEC V8. Catch it this weekend.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by our great friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket, imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar led by the barrels of the Dills, indeed second to none. Stock up for the Daytona 500 tonight at Brewers Outlet. Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. And I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Not a great 2 days for the United States, by the way, at the Olympics in South Korea. Very little has happened on the plus side for the U.S. the last 2 days. Now, tonight, Lindsey Vonn does ski live, I guess. But the U.S. right now as a team is, when it comes to medals, is circling a fogged-in airport. Penn State basketball last night led 45-21 over 8th-ranked Ohio State at halftime and won the game 79-56. I don't know if you have to say much more than that. That's now 4 wins in a row for Penn State. They've won 6 of their last 7 at Purdue Sunday night at 8. Where I'm beginning at 7:30. With that, we bring in the miracle man himself, the prognosticator of all prognosticators, the sage of all sages, the man with the crystal ball. My brother.
Are you aware that Big Brother Celebrity Big Brother beat the Olympics in ratings Monday night?
I'm not surprised.
That just blows me away.
You put
because
him
it's
you,
really not
you,
that good of a show.
You put him over the top.
Yeah. Well, I'm a big supporter,
fan.
But well, no, my pick to win is getting voted off tonight, so I'm not doing too good.
You didn't pick Omarosa, did you?
No. I took Shannon Elizabeth. She is good at the game, and so they're getting rid of her.
Oh, from the American Pie movies. So
yes.
She's pretty good at poker, too.
Oh, yeah, she's very good, and she's very good at Big Brother. She's too good, and they got scared of her, so they ganged up on her and got her out. The rest of them are all having a little, like, slumber party, you know. And she's not a happy camper.
Of course, if this was Survivor, they'd be like, you'd call that forming an alliance. So it's like Survivor, but it's in a house.
They formed one great big alliance, and they're so dumb. It's like Pac-Man. Only one of you is going to win. You know? They're like, if we get rid of her, we'll all be okay. You know, and it's very, very similar show to Survivor. So, but the Celebrity Big Brother is a shortened version of the real game. You know? But anyway, enough of that. What a week. What a day. Florida's just killing me. I can't really, really upset me like everybody else in the world, you know?
It will with anybody because, I mean, let's face it. I've got children. I got grandchildren. I mean, you see something like that, it just rips your heart out.
Well, I live 50 miles away from Sandy Hook. And this country has not learned a thing. When an 18-year-old can buy an assault rifle in this country, we have serious problems. I'm all for the Second Amendment. I believe everyone has a right to protect themselves, protect their family. But when the Second Amendment was signed, they had muskets, you know. You had a rifle to protect your property and protect your family, not assault rifles. And not children with assault rifles. I think the country should buy them all back. You haven't done anything wrong if you bought one, but you got to bring it back and you get your full price back. We'll pay for it. We'll give the guns to the military. If you possess that gun after the buyback, you now have it illegally and you're going to go to prison for 5 years. If you sell the gun, you're going to prison for 20 years. And that'll make a black market that if somebody wants to buy one of those guns, it's going to cost them about $15,000. And that's the only way. And the president has the power to do what he wants to do. And if he doesn't do anything about this, I was stunned when I heard he bought that gun legally. That's just, it doesn't register in my world. I don't understand any of it. There's no reason to buy that gun except to kill people. Older people, fine, they collect it, but these people have ruined it for you. Well, that's just my opinion, and I'll shut up now. I'm venting.
Well,
how about that Penn State Nittany Lions, huh?
Great game last night. They played very well, but they've been playing like this, so...
Yeah. Good.
I, in some ways, did not get what I did not expect last night.
It sounds like they may be a tournament team this year.
Well, they've got a ways to go now. They've got three left in the regular season, so they're at Purdue, which, again, brings with it to me an opportunity. They've got Michigan here at home on Wednesday night. Same story, that brings with it an opportunity. Then they play at Nebraska to close out the regular season, then it's off to Madison Square Garden for the Big Ten tournament. And they'll get a first round bye. They'll get a first round bye in the Big Ten tournament. They will not play until round two on Thursday. Unless they sweep down the stretch here, then they would get a double bye.
So they're going to have to win the Big Ten tournament or place high in it to get in the tournament?
We'll see. I don't know. Depends on how things play out here down the stretch. I mean, they're 9-6 in the conference right now, which is really good.
That's good.
They're
19-9
overall.
All right. They get the 20
wins.
They've got
opportunities here down the stretch. For example, beating Ohio State last night, you're talking about getting another quadrant one win. All right. So that enhances what you're doing. I mean, Penn State right now in the RPI is 74, which is the outlier. The Ken Pom rankings, Penn State's 28th. ESPN BPI, Penn State's 25. And Sagarin ratings, Penn State's 37 or something like that.
They've got the big win. If they get the 20 wins and they've got the big win under their belt, that's good. That could get them in.
We'll see. It's not as simple as, I mean, there'll be Penn State's non-conference, even though they played at NC State and they played Texas A&M and so forth. It doesn't bring with it a lot of jump that some people are looking for, but in terms of the ability to play well down the stretch, they got plenty of jump down the stretch. They're playing really, really well.
It's the right time of the year to play well. So they'll definitely be in
absolutely.
The NIT.
They'll be in something. Now it's a question here over the next 2 weeks as to what.
Yeah, they got to get in the NCAA. That's a huge win. So we'll be rooting hard for them.
Yep. All right, so, Sean, where are we on picks?
Well, after our first week of hoops picks, you and I are tied at 2-1, and the king of South Windsor, Connecticut, is 1-2. But, hey, it's early, and it's hoops. And he's dialed into Big Brother, so, you know.
Yeah.
Well, not only that, but he's also massively dialed into the football picks, which he won in a rout.
Yes.
Second year in a row. And where's my pickles?
Look, we're working it out.
We'll get them.
Okay? You'll get them.
We could do a double or nothing out here. No double or nothing.
Fact,
I want my pickles.
In fact, Sean, did you and I just discuss off the air the other day about the pickles?
We certainly did. We've got a nice, your brother Kev's got a nice little plan in place to make this happen.
Whoa.
So,
okay.
Patience, grasshopper. He will not let you down. We will not let you down.
You've never let me down.
I mean, it's something we talked about the other day.
We did.
Off the air, because that's because we have been thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
His idea was a lot better than mine. It's even better than what we thought of originally.
You want to throw some of those roasted peanuts in there too? You can if you want to.
We'll absolutely do that.
Yes.
That's not an issue. That's it as well.
Yes.
Now the suit's plan was to just on a commercial flight was to throw them out the window.
Yeah.
Now I didn't think that was a good idea.
To a drone.
Like you brought a bag of ice. What are you doing? Frozen water, man.
Probably hit me in the head and kill me. Killed by a pickle.
Again, it's the suit's plan, which immediately means it wasn't really considered.
You know, you pick your way to die, getting hit in the head with a pickle.
That's not good.
That wasn't on the list.
That'll get you on the internet.
That'll get you on.
CNN too. You know,
you turn into a Twitter.
Absolutely.
Big trending topic on Twitter.
In fact, it was CNN. It would have been a Russian that threw it. All right, so
get the latest now from Anderson Cooper. Anderson,
yeah,
a Russian threw
Anderson
a pickle
Cooper,
and hit a guy in South Windsor, Connecticut,
and he won the pickle on top of it.
Never seen a dill like that in my whole life.
And former FBI Director Robert Mueller indicted the dude. All right, so.
Trending now.
All right, so what are the games this week?
All right, so on tomorrow afternoon, Saturday, 4:30, I believe this is a Fox game. It's either Fox or FS1. Villanova and Xavier.
Where's the game?
I believe it is at Xavier.
Xavier is not just a good team, but they're really, really good. And you know what I think of Villanova, but Villanova's banged up. I'm going to go with Xavier to win that game.
I'll go with Villanova.
I love Jay Wright because I got to watch him when he was coaching
Hofstra.
Hofstra. I sat right behind the bench at the NIT tournament. Was it an NIT tournament or just a
ECAC Holiday Festival? It was right after Christmas.
And I knew then. I remember saying to you after the game, I said, man, that coach for Hofstra, he's good. And the way he treated his players, he was tough. But every player come off the court, and I was so happy for him when they won. And you just knew he was in for big things. So I'll always root for Jay Wright. So I got Villanova.
Okay, Saturday night at 6. ESPN game here. West Virginia and Kansas.
That game at Fog Allen?
That's at Fog Allen.
That's Kansas. West Virginia's really slumped the last 2-3 weeks. They're not playing their best basketball right now.
I'll go with Kansas.
Now, Kansas has lost 3 times at home.
He's thinking. We're turned on, Big Brother. Yes.
Yeah, it's your turn.
Oh, no. I didn't know Steve made his pick. Who's your pick, Steve?
I picked Kansas.
All right, I got to catch up. I'll take the Mountaineers because a Mountaineer would shoot a Jayhawk. So, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
That's how I'm going to pick West Virginia.
Careful.
Especially with Second Amendment rights.
Careful.
Okay, so now...
Put an assault rifle.
So. Okay, careful. So, all right, now... Did I ever tell you guys the story about Tubby Smith at Kentucky? Dick Girardi, who's my basketball broadcast partner, goes down to Kentucky to interview Tubby Smith after they've won the national championship. Now, keep in mind, this is significant. African-American head coach, first one ever at Kentucky, wins the national title. So it really is a breakthrough moment in the 90s. So Dick's waiting in the outer office. And Tubby comes out of the office with 2 obviously major donors. Now, they just won the national title. And they looked at him and said, Coach, you lost 2 games in Rupp Arena this year. That is unacceptable.
People are crazy. Absolutely,
you got that right.
Crazy. Yeah.
That's a different kind of fan down there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
time.
Yeah.
Big time. Oh.
By the way, and I told you, Jack Ham texted me today. Jack said, I don't want to put any pressure on them, but I made reservations for San Antonio. I said, I'd pass along to Chambers. That'd be great.
So we have an ACC game. That's primetime tomorrow night. North Carolina at Louisville. We go from talking about Kentucky to moving on here to Louisville.
I shall go, even though the game is in the incredible KFC Yum Center.
Yum.
Yum. I'm going to go with North Carolina.
Me too.
I got Louisville. Louisville.
Why not?
Yeah. And we were talking about Ohio State, Michigan earlier in the hour. That's going to be Sunday at 1. We can throw that in here too.
All right.
That game's in Ann Arbor.
Ann Arbor, yeah.
You know, here's Michigan State. Now let's just take Michigan State. What a great day it was for them. They didn't even pick up a basketball yesterday and moved up. Purdue lost and Ohio State lost. I think Michigan's going to win on Sunday.
I'll go with Ohio State.
That's Michigan State against Ohio State? Or
no, Michigan. Michigan against Ohio State.
Michigan. I got Michigan. Yeah, Michigan. No okay. question. A Wolverine would eat a Buckeye. So that's how I'm going to pick these games here on out.
Okay. Natural selection?
It's an educational
game. You select the games through natural selection?
Yeah. A Cardinal.
That's deep.
This is good for
Tar Heel.
This is good for this is good for Alabama with the elephant.
This is going to be a Big Brother scientific experiment. And you wait and see.
That's what this show is.
Well, at least you're on the air. EEI's not.
So. Yeah, how about that? They took them off the air today so they could do 12 hours
of sensitivity training.
Because
they
said,
keep making fun of minorities and women. And
I know. They can't do it. You can't do that.
They say they try and be Howard Stern. You know, and yeah. If you like Howard Stern, you love him, you know. But they're not Howard Stern. They got this guy on in the morning, Menahan, is the last name. He is not funny. He is not, but he's insulting. And he thinks he's the greatest thing in the world. And he's not funny at all. He's horrible. The guy was a former... tight end for the Christian Fourier. He's good, but then he comes up, he made fun of Asian people, you know? They have to keep...
Yeah, I guess...
They try and be funny when being funny isn't... You don't insult people to be funny, you know?
What he did was he tried to impersonate Don Yee, who was Tom Brady's agent. Well, I believe Don Yee is of, I want to say, Chinese descent. He was born in California. No, he's about as American as American gets.
Well, the Boston media is just out of control. Did you hear about that guy Burgess? What happened to him?
No.
He writes for the Boston Globe. He's got a vote for the Hall of Fame football. Okay. He's big time. He gets a phone call.
Ron Burgess?
Yeah.
Okay.
He gets a phone call from a reliable source saying Tom Brady is upset that Garoppolo signed a big contract and Brady has now had it. He wants his money that's owed to him and all this other stuff, and he wants Belichick out. So he goes with the story and says, "Wow, this is from a reliable source." The next day, the guy who called them calls WEEI and says, "Man, I live in Gloucester. I'm not a reliable anything." And the story never existed. Tom Brady was like, "What? I never said any of this stuff."
Yeah, it turns out that Burgess was getting text messages, and you would think Mr. Burgess would at least follow up with maybe a phone call.
Yeah.
But I guess he thought the text message was accurate enough and rolled with it. About he's going to skip Brady's going to skip OTAs if he doesn't get paid the $137 million.
Yeah, and it's just some guy who called out of the blue because Burgess puts his phone number on his Twitter account, so anybody could call him. So he goes with a bogus story and loses his. I don't know if he lost his job, but he got suspended. You know, the Boston media is out of control and. They don't take the losing very well. So,
well, as I have said many times, and I've told my class this many, many times, I would rather have you be second and right instead of being first and wrong.
Right. I mean, no, wrong, right.
Correct.
Correct. you're right. I mean, my gosh, this is a veteran reporter. Check your sources.
I mean, a real pro's pro, by the way. I mean, he is.
Yeah, he's been around forever. I mean, he's the Patriots' number one beat writer. He called the guy twice, called him back. And it was just some guy sitting in his house, you know. And that story never existed. But that's New England, and that's Boston, and they do not take well to losing, and they can't. You know, it's funny. This generation of kids in New England—they have no idea what it used to be like. You know, with the Red Sox and the Patriots never won. I mean, the Celtics would win, the Bruins would have decent teams, but the baseball and football team never won a thing.
Maybe you're right, though. I mean, anyone that's been, any youngin' that's been born, you know, since like, you know, 2003, 2004, sure.
Yeah, they have
idea. All they know is success.
Yeah.
Exactly, and big-time success, you know. The Celtics have won, the Bruins have won, the Red Sox have won several times, the Patriots have dominated, and they don't know what it's like to lose. They think they should win everything. And when they don't win, things go haywire up there now. Crazy. So, fun to watch.
It's entertaining.
So, anyway.
Well, I figured that the Suits idea of an airdrop for the Pickles, I guess we can scratch that one off, right?
Okay.
Come big up with something field better. In front of the shop here, great big field right next to the house.
Don't tempt him.
But again, Mark Lawrence had to explain to him in the meeting when we talked about this. He had to explain to him that you can't open the door to a commercial flight in midair. And it's just, and you know, now why Mark had to explain that to the Suit, I don't know, but then again, Sean, you and I have played golf with them, so I guess we can understand.
Right, and you have flown a lot more than me. But then again, you would think for me, common sense would prevail.
Well, as long as I get May my 2nd, pickles, we'll get I don't another... care how you get them here.
Yeah, we'll get them to you.
I know you will. All right, guys, have a great week.
Great
Talk
week.
To you next week.
All right.
You got it.
Yep. All right. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews. Best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and out every day. And yes, led by the Barrows and the Dills, the Pickle Bar is indeed second to none. We're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. On News Radio 1070 WKOK.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.